Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Radio. Just a little distracted. Forgive me. Hey, our guest tonight, Jason Lanzar Rivera. I think coming with him, possibly executive producer DL. Actor Jason Lanzar Rivera hanging out. A portion of the cast of King of Paper Chasing, they have the sequel that they're working on. Showtime on cable actually featured King of Paper Chasing when it debuted. The sequel is in the works, and hanging out with us tonight is the executive producer DL and actor Jason Lanzar Rivera. Jump on it if you want to take part in this conversation. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be right back with Jason Lanzar Rivera. Jason Lanzar Rivera and possibly DL. King of Paper Chasing is the conversation. The sequel's coming. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Baby, let me rejoice. I'm all up in the club, wanting no love. You just down for your bitches, you ain't looking for a thug. So you shake for the money. Clown ass dude said a nigga talk funny. But when I walk in, better take that money. Cause when I walk out, you ain't getting shit from me. That's real.
Better know that.
Trying to make it rain like
with a pole at.
Know we have fun, got a loud pack, and I know I'm underage, but
better pole that.
How drunk is you? Say you on one, well, I'm all like two. What I'm gonna do with all this loot? If you work that shit, it'll be on you.
Let me see you work that. 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 Let me see you work that.
Work that, work that, work that.
No
time. Work that, work that, work that.
No time.
Work that, work that, work that.
No time.
Work that, work that, work that.
I'm zoning, and your little dance got me swollen. I'm a boss and I'm asking a question. Are you willing to work into the morning? I'll employ you, give you benefits, but let me rub you down with this oil. And I brought my dogs, yeah, the goons out, and only fuck with them cause they loyal. So I'm ripping it up, throwing a buck. She ain't giving a fuck, throwing a buck. And every time I step in, she bringing a different. And I'm like, nah, baby, just bring your best friend. How real is that? Get some, let me peel the cap. My top back, that coupe red, that ass fat. I'm like, hey, man, she.
Let me see you work that. 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 Let me see you work that.
You bad, you know it. I'm trying to get you focused. Said you bad, you know it. I'm
trying to get you focused, at you back, you know it. I'm trying to get you focused, at you back, you know it. I'm trying to get you focused.
Work,
you bad, you know it.
Work,
you bad, you know it.
Work,
you bad,
work,
you know it. I'm trying to get you focused.
Let me see you work that.
Work that, Chris Brown, LD, not to be confused with DL, who'll be hanging out with us tonight. That, again, is Work That, TMI Radio Live. It is 9:06 here in Tampa, Florida, your hip-hop and summer. Jump on it tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, all the way live from that city they call Plant City. What's cracking? Hot chocolate, welcome to the show. We cannot hear you if you're talking.
Yes, I apologize. I am here. Happy Monday.
I can't hear you now.
It is Monday as everything is going on. It can go wrong. How's everybody doing tonight?
We are good. Hanging out with representatives from King of Paper Chasin, already in the building, Jason Lanza Rivera. So actually, let's just get to it and welcome my brother to the show. Hey, it's always nice to hear from you, man. What's good?
Oh, man. A lot's going on, brother. Well, first and foremost, let me just say thank you for having me back on the show yet again. I appreciate you. I appreciate the entire cast and crew, everybody holding me down all the time, man. So thank you very much.
No doubt. So are you in New York? You in Florida? Where are you in the world?
I just got back to Florida a little while ago. I just left New York. I was filming another project there. I just knocked out. So, you know, just been working, man. I'm back here now. Been producing part two of King of Paper Chasin, getting the contracts together, the Kickstarter, which we'll be talking about in a minute, you know, following in the same footsteps as Mr. Spike Lee. Just working,
no
man,
doubt.
Trying to make this reality.
That's what's good.
And we're definitely ready.
But before we go any further, she has creeped in. She's all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Buxton. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Good evening.
Are you there, Madam Buxton? Are you there?
No, we cannot hear you. We hear remnants of
okay,
you.
We're going to let folks get together out there in Charlotte while we keep it moving. Jason, you said you just got back from New York.
Yes, sir. Just got back.
What was
and
the project that you were working on? Can you talk about it a little bit, or is it still?
Yeah, you mentioned that brother Spike Lee. We want to hear more.
Well,
yes.
I personally have not worked with Spike Lee, so if he's listening, which he should be, you know, Spike, you know, look me up, Google me, Jason Lanza Rivera. We need to work together. But in reference to Spike Lee, what we're doing is basically we've launched our Kickstarter as well, which is just a crowdfunding source. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. And the reason why I say Spike Lee is because he's been on really just a promotional tear talking about the Kickstarter campaign, and he's launching his new Spike Lee joint through Kickstarter as well, doing the crowdfunding aspect. So we decided to incorporate the same thing with our campaign for part two of King of Paper Chasin. So that's what that is. As far as the project goes that I just did in New York, honestly, brother, it's one of the deepest roles that I've ever taken. And when I say deep, I mean not just emotionally draining, which it was. This is a very dark place. The first time I've been so dark with a character, I play a sociopath who was actually very abusive and almost multiple personality type of person towards his wife. So it deals with domestic violence. It deals with mental illnesses. It deals with chemical addiction. I mean, we're talking about one of the darkest roles I've ever played. Like, I'm very, very proud of this role.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. What made you actually take on this particular role, outside of clearly it being a challenging role?
Well, I wanted to stretch my muscles. I didn't want to get caught up in just playing a quote-unquote gangster in different roles. And I knew with part two of King of Paper Chase and going into production immediately after this role, I knew that that was going to be the next role that they saw me into the masses was Dell in part two. So I wanted to have something in between that was completely different, something that was actually going to test me, not just as an actor, but as a man. Like, when you take on these type of roles and you have to embody somebody that's abusive to women, and that's not something that you stand for, and you have to embody something in somebody that's just a terrible human being, it really stretches you and it makes you open your mind to different types of people, to different walks of life, and make you understand why they do that. Because there's a reason why people do the atrocities that they do. People are not just, well, some people are, but not everybody's just crazy. So I wanted to delve a little bit deeper. Tuck it looked at differently as an actor.
Yeah, for those who may not be familiar, Jason has been on the show several times now. Explain how you got into the game of acting.
I love this story, so I don't mind telling it. Long story short, I was working with the mentally ill and the chemically addicted in a hospital in Jersey. I was doing that for a number of years. I was let go one day unexpectedly, and 2 or 3 days later, I forget the exact time, but it was within a matter of a week, I got an email on MySpace, which was going on at the time, from a director that was saying, we are casting for a role. The actor that had your role dropped out, and can you act? So, you know, not having a job, I hit him back, like, does it pay? Because I wasn't really worried about acting. Does it pay for a couple of dollars because I have a mortgage? They told me, yeah, I went in, auditioned, and I've been doing it ever since. That was part one of King of Paper Chasing that role was associated with. Hasn't been the same since.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, hanging out with us, is actor Jason Lanza Rivera. He is hanging out. And tonight we're talking about not just King of Paper Chasing, but really his career in the game. If you want to talk to him live, you can dial 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We are live tonight with representatives from King of Paper Chasing coming up. The sequel, we'll keep talking about that, and we'll talk about that more. This is me, Ken. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
Mommy, you looking like I'm just another guy that came to check it, that came to wreck it. No disrespect, but mommy, that's correct, girl. What's in them jeans that got my mind hectic? I can see that you're feeling my passion. Is it cause I'm flashing? Or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message. See, I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm managed. Speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all know bougie, I'm so obscene. Know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please, get on a knee. I got a penny for your thoughts if you know what I mean. I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this.
Don't be offended, babe, by what I say.
It's just a game and how I play. Pillage and plunder, call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game and how I play. Pillage and plunder, call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. No scratches and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved.
Yeah. I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey. If you can get with that, mommy, come sit with me.
CM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Miguel with Quickie. And it's Money Monday, August 12, 2013. It's 9:16 p.m. on the East Coast. It's 6:16 on the East Coast. And the people in the middle, you know, figure it out. And before I go any further, my man Save has joined us. What's up, Save? What's going on, baby?
What's good? What's good? What to do, people?
Hey. Shots and push-ups. We already know what you shots and push-ups.
You're chilling.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, damn right.
We got Jason Lanzar Rivera on with us, actor, executive producer. Look, you have been doing your thing for a minute, though, Jason. So what keeps you in the game? What keeps you doing your craft? What keeps you going?
Delusion. Delusion, because I'm a delusional human being. Like, I won't take no for an answer. I don't see quote-unquote reality. I feel like I make my own reality, so some will call it delusional. I've heard that a couple of times, but it just takes a vision that I've put in my mind that nobody's going to take me from, because the reality is not always what we want it to be as quickly as we want it to be that. So just a unparalleled hunger for success, because, yeah, I refuse to have anything left.
I know, that's right.
And, you know, delusional is a very honest answer, because generally when people think of someone who is quote-unquote delusional, they think of it in a negative aspect.
Uh-huh.
And by no means is that what you're doing. That's very, very negative.
Especially with the, you know, King of Paper Chasing, it's becoming a brand at this point, from what it seems. Right, because I know, well, I'm familiar with King of Paper Chasing, but for the people who aren't familiar with King of Paper Chasing, because this is, like, what, the second round of it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, so for those that have never seen King of Paper Chasing, tell them what they should expect.
Well, you know, now I'll give them a quick little history then. I'll run through it really quickly. King of Paper Chasing was a film that was fully financed by my mentor in the game, Dwayne D.L. Clark. He fully financed this project, and it was really just a project that he was going to bring to life. It was out of his own pocket. It was a vision that he had, and nobody was going to tell him no. Basically similar to what it was that I said. So he said he was going to get it done. Well, fast forward to the end of the project. It was fully done. It was in the can because it came out of his own pocket. And then we hit the Latino Film Festival, HBO Latino Film Festival in New York City. That was, I forgot what summer it was, but a few years ago. And once we did that, we broke records there. We sold out two showings, which they had never done before. So once we sold out that second showing, they gave us a red carpet premiere. Had no choice.
Right.
So then from there, HBO took a liking to it, then Showtime picked it up. Got both national and international distribution through Entertainment One. From there, the Movie Channel picked it up. Netflix picked it up. It hit Redbox, so on and so forth. And it became, and you know, of course, yeah, your local bootlegger hit that up as well. So, you know, that was crazy in the hood. And then we basically became a cult classic. A lot of people really, really love this film. And it's not just because the film is aesthetically, it looks good for an independent film, which it does, but it tells a story. It's really a story about exactly what I said, not being told no. And you're going to make your way regardless of where it is that you come from. And thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I really feel like the writer and Lamont Edwards at NDL, who actually was basically narrating the story as Lamont was writing it, it's an honest story. Like, this is basically DL's life story. It's honest. I mean, to talk about everything.
Realistic. Yeah.
I mean, when you touch on things like homosexuality in urban areas, like, that's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. We decided to cross that up. But it's a reality, though.
Right.
I want to start there because I wanted to talk about that, too, and how difficult was that for you all to really bring to light, because, you know, homophobia in our community is something that is very, very real today. And dealing with that in the script with someone who was supposed to be so close in the crew, I mean, you know, how hard was that to kind of
verbalize? You know what, let me give all the credit in the world to Stephen J. Williams, who plays the UGG character, who was actually able to step outside of himself, because this man is far from a homosexual. So for him to step outside of himself, especially in one of his first roles, to do something that is so challenging, for lack of a better term.
It was challenging to watch, so I know it had to have been challenging to act out.
I mean,
he made it look so real.
Yeah.
And then the way it happened, I mean, when we were there, I remember being there on set that day. It was actually one of the first days that we had shot. I remember coming to set. We filmed Long Island that day, and I knew what we were filming. I mean, I knew what it was. Actually, I had to prepare for it. So we were talking beforehand, he and I, and he was like, "Man, I just don't know exactly how I'm going to even pull this off. Like, you know, I got sons and my wife and whatever, and I had no advice to give him. I could just tell him like, 'You better than me. Better than me, brother. You know, but he did a good job, and honestly, he deserves all the credit in the world for that. So I tip my hat to that brother every time we speak. That's still a very close friend of mine. So salute to him for that.
Awesome.
You know what?
Awesome.
The next time somebody comes up with that, you can tell them that Will Smith started out with a homosexual role.
Absolutely, he did.
A separation.
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. 6 degrees of separation, that's right. Yeah, absolutely right.
You know, so, I mean, the thing is, that's the whole point and beauty of acting is being able to step outside of yourself and bring the writer's vision to life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful thing. Like, I tip my hat to him because, I mean, I think now, at this stage of my career, I'm prepared to do that if the role calls for it.
Right.
But to do that out the gate, the first major film that we're going to be doing, the first time you're going to be seen to the world, and that, like, it took a lot of courage. So, you know, I definitely, again, I tip my hat to him.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Everything. So, look, I know, right? I'm getting messages.
Your sound effects going off and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me for the for that. But, okay, so... Let me ask you, what advice would you give to up and coming actors and producers?
You know, to answer that question is advice that I have to give to myself every day, because I'm still an up and coming actor. I'm still an up and coming producer. I don't feel like having one quote unquote hit movie under your belt should really make anybody, for that matter, feel like they have all the answers in the world. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little tough, but it's the advice that I give myself every day is keep going. Like, if this is something that you love to do, keep going, but you have to learn the craft. You have to respect it for what it is. You know, there's also, you know, and I love that Jay-Z has this new hashtag that's going out there called New Rules. Because that's the reality for the things that we're doing now in this world. Like, we have to write the new rules for the way things are going to get done. So when you hear those 1,000 no's, because you will hear them as an actor, as a producer, as whomever, whatever it is that you're doing, especially in this entertainment field, you're going to hear 1,000, 2,000,000 and one no's. But you need to write those new rules. You need to write your story. And never take that no as an answer, because that no just means you're one no closer to that yes. And all it takes is that one yes to succeed. So just keep pushing. But respect the craft for what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to P.M. Hyman Radio. Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate St. James, hanging out with our special guest tonight, Mr. Jason Lanzar Rivera. We will be right back.
P.M. Hyman Live, P.M. Hyman Live, P.M. Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. P.M. Hyman Live, P.M. Hyman Live, P.M.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Everybody ask me why I'm falling out from here to
joining us is our special guest tonight, one of the stars of King of Paper Chaser and now in production King of Paper Chaser 2, Mr. Jason Lanzar Rivera. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And I have a question. In doing a little bit of research on the possible cast members for King of Paper Chasing 2, I see that there are some big names, heavy hitters that are being tossed around, one of which being, and I'm going to just throw it out there, you know, we're friends on Instagram, we're followers, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the other social networks, and I have seen you pop up on what is affectionately called Mondays for Girls Man Crush Monday on quite a few young ladies' lists there. So you, along with the very handsome and talented Lance Alonzo, are being is another name that's being tossed around. Is there anyone else that you might be able to give us a little exclusive to that might be on the list as well?
You know, it's funny because I was talking to DL about it, and we only have one cast member, Laz Alonzo, who is not confirmed yet. So I can't officially say that. I would love to be able to officially say that. So, ladies, I'm sorry for the ladies that are out there listening. We're still adamantly pursuing the likes of him and a couple other people that I'm sure the ladies are going to love to see in this part two. But I actually do have an announcement for the fellas, though. On a woman's contract that I believe just received not too long ago, so we agreed on terms with her. If you're familiar with Love and Hip Hop, the New York version, I know we decided to do it. We were like, you know what, the fellas love her, let's just do it. We just signed Tahiri Jose.
I knew it.
Yeah, we
just
signed her. So
I'm extremely happy about it.
Yeah, so, you know, we did it. And then the beauty about it, though, is that her role, though, is not going to portray her the way, you know, the way she may be seen out there to some, you know, just a video vixen. She really has to come with it as an actress. And she showed herself. She auditioned the way anybody else would. She sent in her videotape. Oh, my son just barged into the room. She sent in her video auditions just like anybody else. And she did her thing. She really did her thing.
Nice. Well, that is definitely a good look for the ladies. And just to put it out there, you know, for the fellas, you know, DL is my man crush Monday. I'm just saying. I ain't really going to crush somebody else's. So you're on the list too, Lanzar, but, you know, you've gotten so much play here lately that I had to give DL a little bit of shine too.
You know what? And that's all good by me. I mean, it's all King of Paper Chasing. So it's definitely all good. I have no problem with that at all.
If y'all wanna come, come down to Charlotte and shoot, that'd be beautiful. So I can have, you know, my partner move in a movie.
There she does. She need her cameo.
That's right. She need my cameo, Madam Boston. That's right.
She's what? Always nah, working man. Now. She's always working.
I'm not mad at that at all. I mean, and you know what's funny that as far as the filming itself, the film is gonna be done in New York, L.A., and in Detroit. But once we are done filming, you know, we do have this deal with E1. We do hit 10 cities theatrically opening weekend with it. So this one is a lot bigger than the first one was. So we are going to be hitting cities like Atlanta, obviously New York, L.A., two cities in Texas. So we're going to make a couple stops. So we're going to get as close to you as possible, Ms. Madam Boston. We're going to make sure we bring you out.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking forward to that.
But if she needs to come out, then I think we all need to talk about coming to, you know, somewhere.
Come on. We
definitely have to make something happen. We're really going to be touching the streets on this one, heavy. Like, as soon as we're done with production, I plan to make sure that there's nowhere that you can't escape King of Paper Chasing. That's the plan. I don't want anybody to be able to escape it. You ain't got to like it. You damn sure don't have to love it, but you're going to respect it. You're going to see it, and you're going to understand that this is – because this is more than just a movie here. The reality is this – and you want to know what? Like, I'm glad I had this opportunity here because I do want to tell this quick story. Through King of Paper Chasing, I was afforded the opportunity to do a few things, you know, visit different cities and host different parties and things of that nature, right? So the other day, I get a message from who I thought was one of my friends, this lady that I had met because of King of Paper Chasing. I went to go visit her. She was ill. But when I opened up the message was from her family member saying she had passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, very sad. She was ill when I went to go see her in Texas. And when I got the message, she said that, I mean, it was heartbreaking.
it was heartbreaking. But before the message had finished, what her family member had told me was that she held on to that visit that we had when I came to see her. I brought her a T-shirt from King of Paper Chase and signed some things, took some pictures with her. And she basically just said that she died happy, for lack of a better term. So to hear something like that based off of a movie means to me that this is so much more than just that. This is more than just a movie here. This is more than 2 hours on the screen. We're creating relationships here. We're opening up doors. We're breaking down barriers. And we're touching people in ways that characters, words on paper cannot. We're doing something special here, and I'm just honored to be a part of that.
No doubt. Yo, that's real talk right there, buddy.
It's awesome.
No doubt. Special guest tonight, Jason Lanza Rivera. It's 8:35 in Texas. We'll be right back.
Creative minds behind the King of Paper Chasing.
And let me be the first to apologize to you, bro, because I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know nothing about this movie right now that you got going on, this whole movement that you got going on. And I feel horrible. And that's why
so
I was
sorry,
so quiet over there. Yeah, I mean,
so
look. The hot chocolate is thinking that I'm making, putting a black eye on the brand right now. But, hey,
horrible.
Here's one thing you're going to know about Sage James is that he ain't never lied to me the day I met him. I'm just being honest.
And you want to know why I appreciate that? Because there's a reality, though, that we're well aware of. Part two is going to open up the door and the eyes to a lot of people that have no idea what the hell part one is about. That's okay. That's a reality that we have to deal with. So it then now becomes my job to make sure that everybody knows what this is. So now I'm going to ask you now, brother, you're in the DMV area, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah.
I need you to go on a wild tangent and just tell everybody that part two is coming. Tahiri is in it. We're going to add other A-list cast. We're coming to a city near you, and we're going to shut down the clubs out there, too. So I need that.
Say no more. Hey, man. Send me a T-shirt, B. I'll drink something.
Done deal. Done deal. Because King of Paper Chasing is a movement, man. It's a reality. Like, the tagline for the first one is everybody has a hustle. What's yours? So whether you DJing, whether you're out there doing, illegal things, not that I co-sign that because I do not, but it is what it is. You know, like, there's a reality out here. Everybody has to earn theirs somehow, some way. So that's what this is about. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it becomes by any means necessary, and they get caught up in some unfortunate situation. So that's the reality that we tell through King of Paper Chase.
So he
I
gets
mean,
a T-shirt for not doing his homework?
No, he's good. He's real.
Nah, come on, man.
You
mad because you ain't getting off of the T-shirt. You ain't had to go
off of the T-shirt. Listen, I've already worked out my deal on the back end, bro. I'm good.
Yeah, you seen the first day. See how she be doing me, sir?
I know you're not talking about doing nobody no kind of way, and you call me old every show.
Children. Hey, Jason, I got a question for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
The reality is, it takes a lot of work to do what was done on behalf of the King of Paper Chase in order to have gotten it Netflix, Redbox, Showtime. How important is it to really partner and like you said, make it your business, to make sure the people that miss it the first time don't miss it the second time. Everybody that's affiliated with the project really has to do their part. How important is teamwork when you're working on, a project to this magnitude?
There's no words for how important this is. I'm usually really good with words, TM. Like, that's my forte. I love words. That's something I tell my son all the time. But I'm at a loss for words when it comes to the importance of everybody getting on the same page and focusing your energy. Because the reality is this world, we're all made up of energy. So if everybody can come together, right, one person, two people, or 200 people, and then really stand for something, you could really make a huge change. So it's been rough because a large part of this pre-production that we've been going through for part two, which is tagline certified, has been just DL and I. We've been putting in the work, like, just to get people to be a part of this movement, and we've been trying to incorporate and get different people from different areas, from different walks of life to really take this on. And it's not easy, man. It's not easy. It's not easy to make people understand your vision when they weren't the ones giving it.
Solid. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get you. Like, you stunned the crowd with that answer, man. Wow.
No. I think it's cliche to just say, teamwork is important. I mean, when you have great creative minds, and I'll tell you, Jason's probably one of the most provocative thinkers that I know. I mean, I follow him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, and he's just a provocative thinker, a creative artist. And sometimes when you have a lot of creative artists that come together, a lot of times we butt heads as artists. You all just heard it, and you hear it here on this show all the time. Yeah. Those two fools butt heads live on the air all the time. I mean, but at the end of the day, it takes the chemistry of each one of us to make this thing work, even though it's not always easy. You know, the point
Absolutely.
Is you can't give up, and you got to stay in your lane in order to make it work. I mean, what
And I'm glad you said that.
Challenges. What has been one of your biggest challenges as a provocative thinker and a creative mind working with other creative minds?
Well, for me, I guess my biggest downfall and my biggest gift at the same time is I don't keep my mouth shut. I say the way it is that I feel, right? But then at the same time, I have an understanding, like you said, staying in your own lane. Everybody has a position to play. Not everybody's the boss. I'm not the boss. DL is. It's the reality. You know what I'm saying? So as long as everybody can fall into their place, understand their role, and really embody that and love it for what it is, then you can move forward and really have a successful project. But everybody has to be willing to play their role. And that's something right. that I just a lot of people are not comfortable with for whatever reason. Like, everybody can be a boss, but you're not going to be the boss of every situation. It's just not the way that it works. So that has been something that's been very, very difficult I've learned over the years. I mean, for me, it's taught me humility. But then moving forward, everybody just wants to call the shots. But not everybody's built for that.
Yeah. To me, she's right. not enough Indian sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, it's exactly that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm quick. I fall into place. Like, you know what I'm saying? If DL says this is what it is, I don't have to agree with it, but I got to respect it. It is what it is. It is what it
no
is.
No doubt. No doubt. Our special guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Lanzar Rivera, hanging out with Sage James. Madam CeeLo Boston has dropped off. Hopefully she'll be right back. The very hot chocolate. Hey, if you want to take part in the conversation, you may. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Sage, what were we saying?
Hmm? Oh, no. I was just going to say that I was going to take Mr. Rivera's statement and feedback and apply it to several situations
mm-hmm.
and different perspectives that I may have about different topics and ideas and learn a little bit from the advice that you provided. So thank you.
Oh, well,
not necessarily
I appreciate
to you, babe, but all the way around.
We'll be right back.
Love you, Sage.
Yeah.
What up?
Tight. Beige walls, wood grain floors, all white cars full of red echoes. Chores, I'm about to take the trash out. MC's is whack, couldn't last the last drop. Walk in the spot, you see your ass out. No titty boy, up until they pass out. Then cash out. Hell, we've killer. Do you know how many tracks I done snatched out? Whoa, Kemosabe, she looked like Taraji. Make me say, oh Lord, like it was Sunday. A house for rent with no credit check. In my mind, I'm thinking we done found another trap. Put the burglar bars up with the night vision. I got the NBA swag for the white chicks. Four white furs, niggas his and hers. Had to lead a Hawks game and go sell a bird. That's that money ish, and I expect the turd. Word to the motherfucker that be selling serve. I'm about to slow this shit down and park it on the curb. And take the girl that I'm with and fuck up on a purse. Yeah, and now she got that money back. If she don't do what I like, I want my money back. Insomniac rap she can't sleep on. I take her out to dinner so I can get my E on. We on, doing this in street on. Going down hills like I got me up the skis on. Icy, free on. Flying and itching on the ends like a pigeon.
You nasty, nasty boy. You nasty, nasty boy. might be the twice, met her once, I was just being polite. Southern hospitality, it's a dog in me. It's a doggy dog world, you might need a leash. Roof, same spot in a different day. When you was doing backflips, I was flipping, yay, yay. I'm fresher than you ever been. Two of everything, mama should've had a twin. Oh, promethazine, that's my medicine. Two guns at the door, nigga, let them in. Let them win, this is strip poker. Messing up the drywall, hitting them on the sofa. How you gonna win them all with your fist open? And you already know what we smoking. Bus shot, just reload. I'm taking off from the motherfucking free throw. The rest of them, baby. I love you. You do something for me, baby. I love you. You know, like, say you go to the store for me or something small like that, or go get me something to eat.
TM Hama Radio Live, and that was 2 Chainz with Superfly. And tonight, he's chilling with Jason Lanzar Rivera, the very handsome actor, executive producer.
Thank you.
Yes.
Why you keep calling that man executive producer?
I don't think he's executive producer. Why not?
That's my man crush Monday. That's DL. DL is
oh,
the executive.
Yeah, DL is the executive producer.
Right.
I'm just a producer.
Oh, my bad. But okay, producer, handsome producer.
Well, hold on.
Well, but
there's nothing
like
basic about
into
you.
Existence, so, you know, executive producer
well,
works.
Speaking into your future.
Yeah.
She's speaking into your future, brother.
Yeah.
That's right. Are you single? Look, are you single?
Am I single? No, ma'am, I'm not.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No.
I think I asked you that before.
my question is DL single?
Yo, don't be stalking on this show. Don't use this platform to stalk.
You're not stalking. I'm asking a question for the ladies.
Is DL single? Well, you know what?
Exactly.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be able to answer that question for that man. DL.
That's right. Wait to hold your boy down. Let him answer for himself.
Yep, that's it. I can't.
Damn right.
I can't do it.
Against the
code. I can't do it.
What?
You heard.
Somebody out there in the world in TM Hyman Radio listening land is putting on their lip gloss right now in anticipation of that answer. So I was just asking, you know, so
okay.
that young lady can be aware.
Facebook, Twitter, how can the folks follow you since we're stalking?
Oh, man, just please, everything is Lanzar Rivera. So the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, it's just Lanzar Rivera, L-A-N-Z-A-R, and then Rivera. And then actually, I have my namesake, my 9-year-old son, standing here with me as we go over it. He wants to say hi to everybody and thank you guys for holding his father down.
Hi, thank you. Hey,
no doubt.
Boo.
Good. What's your name?
Jason.
Aww.
Jason, what grade are you in, Jason?
Third, I'm going to fourth.
Oh, uh-huh. That's good.
Uh-oh.
Good luck this year.
He gets real in fourth grade.
You're going to do great.
Thank you, guys.
You can come back and tell us about your good grades, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, he was there driving me crazy. He said I had to say hi. Thank you guys for holding my dad down. This is my biggest supporter right here. So, you know, I had
That's
to give him.
TM Hyman Radio loves the kids. We love the kids.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for hanging out, man. You can absolutely come back anytime. When you're in production, when you're out of production, let us know what's going on. You know, the cast can come, you know, at any time. Definitely let DL know that, bro. So we appreciate you for stopping past.
No, brother, thank you once again, man. I just want to let everybody know, if you want to support the King of Paper Chasing movie, you want to hold us down and actually be a part of the process, we're offering everything from walk-on roles to those T-shirts we were talking about with my brother in the D.C. area. Just hit the Kickstarter, King of Paper Chasing 2, certified, and then you'll see a complete breakdown of everything that we have going on. Mm-hmm. And just support the movement. Get down with us.
Walk-on
roles? No more. I'm hit you Twitter up later, B.
That's what it is. I appreciate you,
Madam
brother.
Madam Boston, we get our cameos?
Yeah, I want. That's all I was saying. Okay, so what's my role? I need my
no,
role.
No, no, no. We'll talk. No, no. We'll negotiate that on the back end. Now that we know we have the opportunity, we can talk about that off the air.
Well, you guys have the direct contact, so you know, this is a special situation with us here. TM has been my brother for a minute, now he's been holding me down for a while. So, you know, we'll work out something a little special on the back end to make sure we make it happen with you guys, because I sincerely appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Oh,
the floor is popping. Uh-oh.
I'm ready. Okay, so, Sabe, you didn't ask him to help you get your Twitter game up.
That's why I'm hitting him on the Twitter. That's why I'm hitting him on the Twitter late on the night. Let him know who I am, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, I got you, brother.
I have no followers, B. I got tired of asking. I got tired of asking. I don't want to tell him a charity case.
In the 200, Sabe. Good gracious.
We're going to change that tonight, brother. We're going to change that tonight.
Let's do that, please. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Hey, I'm talking about.
Nah, thank you guys very much. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Yes, sir.
Hey, folks, those who travel and vacation out in Orlando, catastrophe tonight. Oh, man, a resort. I don't know how large this building was. I think it was about
3 stories
high.
It's three.
Three stories high. The ground
yes.
literally opens up and sucks in the entire resort.
People
barely get out of the building before the resort goes like 20,000 feet in the ground. Unbelievable.
Oh.
Public service announcement. If you're in vacation in Orlando, you start hearing popping noises and the ground starts shifting and you start seeing cracks in the walls, move quickly.
Drive north.
Go
to New York. Start driving now.
Yeah. This morning.
Said the world's coming to an end.
Nah.
I need everybody to dump all their money into the King of Paper Chasing 2 Kickstarter. The world's coming to an end. You don't need it anyway.
Immediately.
Drop it all in. Y'all don't
that
need it anyway.
Surefire bet right now. Surefire bet. Put your money up.
Immediately.
God bless everybody.
Oh, man, we want to thank Jason Lanzar Rivera for hanging out with us tonight. Real talk, I mean, building literally, sinkhole opens up, swallows the entire building. What in the hell is going on?
Are you kidding
the
me?
The hell? Yes. And it's not as if it's the first one. In Sefner, Florida, less than a year ago, a sinkhole opened up in a man's bedroom and literally ate him alive, like they never recovered his body. So
I did hear about that.
It's real.
Yo, and so
Florida?
I don't know if this is going on in other parts of the country, but it's like scary. I mean, like, for real, scary. We got like 60 seconds left. Thanks for rocking.
Yeah.
What's today? On Wednesday, we have a bishop who is a member of Brew Hill hanging out with us, talking about their trip in, I think they were in, where, Cancun recently. Drew Hill, a couple of members of the group been working on new projects. They're going to stop that. I think Drew Hill is going to come maybe next week. But, again, Bishop Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Team, take us home. Thanks for rocking, everybody.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out later on the other side.
Push-ups and shots, B.
We are TM Hyman Radio. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is Push-Ups and Shots, Sabe James. She is the beautiful Madam Kilo Boston, and he is the General, T.M. Hyman. See you Wednesday. We're out.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live.
TM Hyman Live.